Okay, so we're recording. All right, we're on Daf Peset tonight. Daf Peset. Let's take a look. All right. So if you remember, we had discussed the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma about when the Torah was given. Was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? And they both agreed that the Torah was given on Shabbos, but there's a machloket whether Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday or Monday. That's basically what it boils down to. So according to the Tanna Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, and they had 3 days prior to Matan Torah, which were precious, separated from their wives, and they got the Torah on Shabbos. Whereas according to the Chachamim, the Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, and they had only 2 days of precious from their wives, and then they had Matan Torah on Shabbos, and so it was on the 6th of Sivan. Now, well, last night, Livia asked me a question about, we had the sugya about that they came to Elim on Shabbos, and Livia asked me about, according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, they had gotten the Shabbos in Mara. So I saw that question was actually listed in the Art Scroll. So the Art Scroll gave a Mari Makom to look at the Rashash. So I looked at the Rashash today. The Rashash wants to say, he notes the question, he wants to say that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov could hold that the Shabbos was given in Alush. It's a complicated issue about when the Misses of Shabbos were given. So even though the Gemara quotes the statement that it was given in Mara, and there are opinions that it was given in Mara, but there's another line of thought that it was given in Alush. So Alush takes place before Matan Torah, but after Elim. That's what the Rosh Hashanah wants to say. You know, there's an interesting sefer. One of the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Ben Yitzchak Elkanah is Rav Elkanan Adler. So he wrote a sefer on Shabbos, when different mitzvahs were given in Shabbos. So it's an interesting sefer to look at. I tell you the truth, I haven't really read through it, but it's a nice, I have the sefer though. Anyway, so let's take a look further in the Gemara. So on the top line on Tashma, Peichet Amud Aleph, 88a, top line. So it says, Tashma, the Tanya of Seder Olam. We learn a brisa in Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a collection of brises which trace the history of Klal Yisrael. Nisan Shabo Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim B'Yarba Asar Shechatu Pesachayan, that the Nisan, when they left Egypt, on the 14th of Nisan, they shechted their Korban Pesach, B'Chamisha Asar Yatsu, on the 15th they left, so far no problem, B'Oto Yom Erev Shabbat Haba. So now we got problems, so, or at least for Rabbi Yossi. In other words, this Brisa is saying that the day that they left Egypt was a Friday, which means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday. Earlier in yesterday's daf, we learned the Bryce that said they left on a Thursday, right? So if they leave on a Thursday, that works better for Rabbi Yossi. If they leave on a Friday, it works better for the Chachamim, because in the Gemara, we'll trace it out now on the fourth line, with Reish Yarchat Nisan and Erev Shabbat. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Erev Shabbos, which is what this Bryce is saying on Friday, Reish Yarchat Iyar Chad B'Shabbat, then Rosh Chodesh Iyar would be on a Sunday. And that's because Nisan is 30 days. And we assume Nisan is Mali, it has 30 days. So it moves up 2 days. So if Nisan was 28 days, then Rosh Chodesh would be on the same day as Nisan, but it's 29, 1 day forward, 30, 2 days forward. He says, V'sivan betray b'shaba. And then we assume that Iyar was chaser, 29 days, but it still creeps forward 1 day. So then Sivan's on Monday. So kasha Rabbi Yossi. So if Sivan's on Monday, that's perfect according to the Chachamim, because that's exactly what they hold. But that's bad news for the Tana Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Lach Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi would say, Hamani Rabbanan Hiu, who does that Brisa like? It's like the Chachamim. I don't even see why the Gemara has such a problem with all these things. Rabbi Yossi and the Tana Kamar Tanaim anyway. So even if they have a Brisa against them, they could still hold differently. But the Gemara says that this Brisa, he says, is going like the Chachamim. All right, so it comes out then, which is something I don't know. In other words, like we normally think of Pesach as being on a Thursday, but according to the Chachamim, the original Pesach was on a Friday. In other words, the Pesach when they left Egypt. All right, let's see further. So we're on, for the people coming in, we're on line 6 on Peichet Amud Aleph. So Tashma, we bring a quote from a Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now this is going to be strange, because the Brisa itself is quoting Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara is going to like propound this as a question against the Tana Rabbi Yossi. So the Brisa says, Tashma, Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'sheni Allah Moshe B'arad. On the 2nd of Sivan, he went up to Har Sinai, and then he came down. Vishlishi Yalavirad. And then on the third of Sivan, he also came up and went down. Now Rashi brings out what he was doing on each one of those days. So Rashi says the second wide line from the top, Vishnin La Moshe, Vishma Vatem Tuli, Vyarad Begid. He heard Vatem Tuli Mamachakonim and he came down and then he related it. He says, and the Bishlishi Allah, Bishama Hagbala, Vyarad Begid. He heard about the Mitzvah Hagbala and he came down and said that as well. Now back in the Gemara, on the fourth day he came down and he didn't go back up again. So the Gemara interjects for a minute. If in other words, each one says Alav Yarad, Alav Yarad. Here it just says Yarad. So he never went up. How can he go down? Ella Brevi Alav Yarad. It means on the fourth day, on the fourth of Sivan, he went up and came down. Bechamishi banam mizbeach v'kriv lav korban. On the fifth of Sivan, he built a mizbeach. He offered a korban. B'shishin lo hava lo panai. On the sixth day, which is the sixth of Sivan, he didn't have an opportunity to go up. I mean, we assume that the brisa means that everybody was busy with Matan Torah. That's why, in other words, he can't go up, you know, going up, you know, have an appointment, then come back down, because they're all standing there and listening to Matan Torah. So if that's the correct interpretation of this brisa, it comes out this brisa is saying that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi also was given on the 7th of Sivan. Now it seems strange to ask a question from Rabbi Yossi on Rabbi Yossi, but that's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, my love, Mishum Torah, is it not that he didn't have time because the Torah with Dafka was being given on the 6th of Sivan, on the 6th of Sivan. So he says, lo, mishum Torah Shabbat. It means that he didn't have time to go up. He was too busy preparing for Shabbos, like everybody's preparing for Shabbos. So Friday was a busy day for him. So he didn't have time to go up on Har Sinai. What's wrong? I'm afraid you're bothered with this. Okay, give me three lines. Give me three more lines. Okay, now I'll pause. Okay. Okay, Darsha Hugli Law Alei de Rav Chista. So a certain Galilean Darshan on top of Rav Chista. Here's an interesting Rashi. They have these Rashis all around Shas where he, you know, gives you an insight into turns of phrase and things like that. So if you look at the Rashi, he says Alei de Rav Chista. It's around the sixth narrow line. Alei de Rav Chista, Lefnei Rav Chista. It means in front of Rav Chista. Lefish Rav Chista Yoshev V'Hadarshan Omeid. Rav Chista was seated, and the Darshan was standing. He says, "Ka'amar alei, the doma k'mo sheha omeid l'malam min ha'yoshev." In other words, it's if he's like standing above him. In other words, I'm standing, you're sitting. It's like I'm above you. That's alei to Rav Chista. It's interesting. You know, you may recall, or else we'll have in Tafiyomi in the Masechet Megillah, the Gemara says initially everybody would stand when they studied Torah, the Talmidim and the Rebbeim, and then afterwards there came a point in time where everybody was seated when they would study Torah. I think the Gemara says in time Rabbi Gamliel, everybody had a chulsha and they began to sit down. So, and I think the Rav was makpid always to give shir seated. In other words, he didn't want to be standing and give the shir. He was seated and the Talmidim were seated, because that's the way the Gemara says, that's the way that we do it now. So it's interesting, here they have, like, he's darshaning and he's on top of him. It sounds like, I'm guessing that giving a drasha is different than like studying Torah in general. Anyway, let's take a look at what he says here. So he says, Darashu Glila Leidra of Chista. And it's interesting they don't identify who the Galilean is. Brich Rachmana Diyahiv Urian Tlitoi. Like Brich Rachmana means Bruch HaRachman, blessed is the merciful one. I mean, Kaddish Baruch Hu, that gave Urian Tlitoi, means Urian is the great light, like Oraita. Oraita, Urian, Torah's light. Kineir mitzvah v'Torah or said Urian Tlitoi, the threefold Torah. So the way Rashi takes the threefold Torah, that's Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. So here they mention in the art school that the Ritva has a different shot. He says that it's a threefold Torah because the Torah itself has got the parts that are the narrative. This is in footnote 18, and it has the laws of Torah and the mystical section of Torah. So he's learning threefold Torah in the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. But Rashi learns that he gave a threefold Torah, meaning Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. It means, it's, you know, you have to assume that eventually it would be this way. He says, La'am Tlitoi, to the threefold nation, means you have Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. He says, Aidei Tlitoi, through the third one, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who's, you know, this Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe is the youngest. He says, "Biyom Tlitoi," on the third day, "Biyarche Tlitoi." Now, the third day, he means the third day since they began Prisha. So That's like the sheet of the Chachamim. According to Chachamim, they began Prisha on Thursday, Friday, then he gives the Torah on Shabbos. So this is good. This is a kasha against Rabbi Yossi. Again, we're still with Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. So this Braisa is not like this drasha from the Gli Law is not like Rabbi Yossi. So he says Biyarcha Tlita in the third month, which is Sivan. Come on, Karabana. It was like the Chachamim doing that way. Okay, what do you got for me, Fern? What's up?
Just curious, how long was the commute up and down Har Sinai?
How long? Say again. What?
Was the commute up and down Har Sinai?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a long time because you would go in the morning and then come down in the afternoon. So
like a railroad.
It doesn't seem like it was a long affair. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay.
How much preparation did they have to do in the Midbar for Shabbos? They got the mun delivered.
Yeah, so then I guess I assume that the Hakanot could also be Ruchni level, you know.
If you were a bad person, you had to go far to get your man, right?
Yeah, they had to. I don't know, bathe and clean and get the ohel nice and clean and get everybody all the ducks lined up. But maybe in a Ruchni level, they had to prepare for Shabbos. This is like the Rav said, Rabbi Slomnicki had mentioned this the other week at Shalashut. It's like Rav said in America, people don't know from like the Friday preparation of Shabbos. They know from Shabbos, they don't know from the Friday preparation. Like the Rambam says, like you should be, seated waiting for the Shabbos to arrive. Like, and people oftentimes like running into the house, like Shabbos look mentions at 6 o'clock. They walk in the house at 5:55, take the wallet out, and run off to shul. And they come 10 minutes later, 15 minutes late to shul. So that's not like the idea that
wasn't that Ramosha Feinstein who said in America they observe Shabbos, but no one observes Erev Shabbos.
I thought that was the Rav who said it.
I thought it was Ramosha Feinstein. Okay. But that's the difference between Kovet Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is what you do on Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos is what you do preparation for Shabbos.
All right. I mean, you're right that Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos, but you're right with the preparations. But I think there's like an added aspect. Like the Rambam says, a person is seated, awaiting the Shabbos to come. Like you're waiting for an important guest to arrive. So the Kavod, right? Kavod does involve preparations. But anyway, so let's see back in the Gemara. So Sof Kol Sof. Okay, so that's like the Chachamim. Now, one minute. All right, so I'm going on. Now, this is a famous Gemara at the two dots. It says, by Tetsfu B'Tachit Ahar, they stood, the Pshuto Shemikra, at the base of the mountain. They stood at the base of the mountain. But Chazal take it, B'Tachit Ahar is like underneath the mountain. B'Tachit Ahar, by Tetsfu B'Tachit Ahar. Amar Rabbi Abdimi Barchama Barchasa Lamecha Kafal Kosh Baruch Hu Lamed Ahar Gigigit. The pasuk teaches us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu lifted over the mountain like a vase or a vat over Klal Yisrael. He says Vamar Lahem Imatem Kabel Matorah Mutav Im Lav Shem Teikvur Lachem. If you accept the Torah, and like he made them an offer they couldn't refuse. He says if you accept the Torah, good. Otherwise, this is where you're going to be buried. We'll see in a minute. So. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov Mikan Muda Rabba Loraita. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov says, from here we have an important disclaimer for the Torah. In other words, if a person is brought to din, why didn't you do this, one of that? So he said, I was forced. I never voluntarily accepted it. We'll see in a minute. So Amar Rava says, Afal Pichein Hadar Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh. Rava says, notwithstanding that, they later on accepted the Torah willingly in the time of Achashverosh. Dechtiv Kimu B'Kiblu Yehudim. So the Arshul translates that they established and accepted kimu mashikiblu kavar, that they established what they had already accepted. Okay, let me pause for a second. There's a lot to say on this whole piece and what it means and everything else. Let's go slowly with this. So, please wait 1 minute, okay? Arthur, I know you have what to say. Just give me a few minutes, okay? Okay, thank you. All right, so. The first issue is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to force them to accept the Torah? They already said, Na'aseh v'nishma, like we want to accept the Torah. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcing them to accept the Torah? So Tosa says that with the Eish, they were into it, but then the Eish Gadol came, and like, this is more than I had in mind, that type of thing. That's what Tosa says. Then there's a famous answer from the Medrash Tanchuma, and again, it's all quoted in footnote 26 in the Art Scroll. Medrash Tanchuma says they willingly accepted the Torah Shebichtav, but the Torah Shebaal Peh, that they weren't so gung-ho with. Then he quotes from the Maharal. He says that the Maharal says that he says that if in other words they had to accept the Torah, otherwise the world is coming to extinction. So that's the way that the Maharal is taking it. Now there's more to say. The first of all, what does it mean that kafalim harki gigit? So I believe, and Rav Lerner has spoken about this, the Beis Halevi takes it that they were actually forced to accept the Torah. And the forcing, I think the Chasam Sofer I read today says that they like were willing to accept things like me'ava, but there wasn't the aspect of yira. In other words, like you could say like with the Chasam Sofer al pi hashkafa, in other words, you can't serve Hashem just out of love. You have to have yira involved as well. And it was though both of those elements are always in balance in Yahadus. In other words, if a person, you know, is just walking around yira all the day without ahava, so it's not the right balance. But if it's just ahava, like a Kaddish Baruch was my best friend, he understands, you know, I don't daven in the morning, you know, like we have a loving relationship, you know, I'm lechal Shabbos, but he loves me, so I'm good. That's also not the right thing. So the aspect of it, like being yira, is an important aspect with it. Now, there's a Mesha Chachma. Mesha Chachma says that when it says, this is what you're going to say, Michael, when he says kafalim harki gigit, it doesn't mean that they were literally forced. It means they saw everything with such clarity. They saw, in other words, like the revelation was so explicit. They saw it was like clear, like night and day, that this is the route to follow. That's what it means, the way the Mesha Chachman takes it, that with that. Now, with this, that we did that. Let me see what else I have. And then we have Moda Rabba Loraisa. Now, the other part that the Mefarshim talk about is, you see, if you say that they wouldn't be held accountable, so then, like, why were they punished for events before the event of Purim? In other words, the Gemara says, Matan Torah is Moda Rabba Loraita. In other words, like, a person has a disclaimer, like, it was forced, so I'm exempt from this whole deal. So if that's the case, so why was Klal Yisrael ever punished for events that took place before Purim? So they talk about it here in footnote 31. He says, he says here that, you know, the Hashem's commandments have to be obeyed regardless of whether you accept them or not, is what he says. Anyway, now let me see. Okay, I think I'm going to call it, there's more to talk about with this, but let me okay, so what did you have for me, Aaron Moshe? What do you have? Aaron Moshe, are you still awake? Let me hear, what do you have? Aaron Moshe? Aaron Moshe, unmute yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say a number of things. First of all, with the difference between Shabbos and Yontif is who's going to who on Shabbos.
Right, that's right.
Who's approaching which you know, is Klal Yisrael approaching the Burnish Lord, or is Burnish Lord right. coming to Klal Yisrael?
Yeah, but I don't think we discussed Shabbos and Yontif, though, but it's an interesting
question. No.
All right, what else? Wait, what else did you have?
That's why in Nisuch Svad, the mincha of Shabbos is a special nusach. We don't daven any special nusach in any of the young Israels, but there's a nusach to mincha on Shabbos because mincha in nusach Svad belongs to Shabbos. Someone who's saying Kaddish can't daven mincha on Shabbos. If you're novel, you can't daven mincha on Shabbos.
But I understand if you're Navil, you can't daven any time on Shabbos. What do you mean?
No, you can't daven Mincha Erev Shabbos.
Oh, Mincha on Erev Shabbos. Mincha on Erev Shabbos.
Mincha on Erev Shabbos, because there's a special Nusach.
When you say special Nusach, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's a Nusach for Mincha.
Do you mean the melody or the liturgy?
I mean, the nusach,
the word, nusach. The words or the music?
The music.
The music is different.
There's a special nusach, which people don't know here, but there is a nusach.
Just for the mincha on Erev Shabbos. All right.
Shabbos has a nusach.
All right.
Usually by Shvat, by Hevitz, they say, Shira Shira Shal Shloima before they start.
All right. What else do you have?
About the idea of hanging putting the mountain, what you said, according to that it was for Torah about Bear. But the idea also is the Ahava is not there yet. There's a problem with there's a problem even with doing all the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs lack it's a responsibility, and it's bothersome. Something you got to do this. You got to put on your tefillin. You got to take a towel. You got to take a little of an estric. You got to go out there. So the Ahava has to grow on the individual. It has to come. And eventually the Ahava has to come to Klal Yisrael. So this is something also that there's a whole arichas on all of this stuff.
All right, okay. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or thoughts? I'm going to move on. All right, let's take a look now. Okay. We're up to Amar Chizki around midway down in Peichet Amar Aleph. Okay, please mute yourself, Aaron Moshe. So Amar Chizki. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim that from the heavens you made audible your din? It means the Torah is the way the Chazal understand this pasuk. Whereas the Torah was heard from heavens, Eretz Yarav Shakato, the earth was afraid, and then the way they take it was like calm down, like quiet, it calmed down. So the Gemara says in Yara Lamashakta. If it was afraid, why did the earth? And it was like the earth is like a person, like a being. So if it was afraid, why did it calm down? Vimshakta lamayara. And if it was calmed down, why was it afraid to begin with? So this is again a famous Gemara. Elabachili yara lebasof shakta. So it's two different points in time. Initially it was afraid, and in the end it calmed down. But lamayara kid Reish Lakish. Why was the earth afraid? Like the memory of Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish maidati bayir voivoker yom hashishin. Why by the sixth day? It mentions the hey hayidia, who was in says vayer of yom echad, vayer of yom sheni, then vayer of yom not yom shishi, yom hashishi. Why do you say hashishi? He says, hey teira lamali lameid shetna kadosh baruch hu maaseh bereishit. Just the kadosh baruch hu stipulated with the creation when he created the world, the universe. V'amar lehem yisrael mekablam haTorah atemid kaimim. If Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, I'll keep the whole universe in its place. He says, "Vim lav ani machzir chem tovavo." Everything, otherwise, everything is going back to tovavo. So it means that hashishi, the sixth day of creation, was linked to another shishi. The other shishi is the sixth of Sivan, when Klal Yisrael were going to receive the Torah. By Yeravoker Yom Hashishi, that those two are connected together. So the earth, was like initially afraid because if Klal Yisrael doesn't go forward to accept this Torah, then I, the earth, am going back to tovavo. And then when they accepted it, now I can relax. Now I'm in business. That's the way this drasha goes. Now, they mention here, at first blush, it sounds like this drasha only works well within the shita of the Chachamim, right? Because the Chachamim are the ones who say it was given on the 6th of Sivan. Here it says with Yom HaShishi. So they quoted here somewhere that we could do this with Rabbi Yossi also. You could either say that Rabbi Yossi, somewhere there's a blurb about it, that Rabbi Yossi will calculate the 6 days from this day after Rosh Chodesh, because the day they arrived, there was no dialogue. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say anything. Hashem didn't command Moshe Rabbeinu anything on Rosh Chodesh. So it could be 6 days, the way Rabbi Yossi will understand, the Braisa is Yom HaShishi, is like 6 days, after Rosh Chodesh. Or there was another pshat. Where is this? Where is it? Let's just take a look where the blurb is. Where is blurb? One second. Yeah. So this is This is blurb number 37. It's on page 85A4. He quotes Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. He says, so the first way I said it, and he says, right, alternatively, it's referred to the sixth day because the Torah was destined to be given on the sixth of Sivan till Moshe Rabbeinu Yom Echad Hosif Midaito. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. So Yom HaShishi was supposed to be on the sixth, but then Moshe Rabbeinu added a day, so it was the seventh. All right, I'm going to move on. Now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. We're at the two dots on Pechad Amad Aleph, around 10 lines above or 15 lines above where it gets wide. So Darsh Reb Simai, darshaned, B'sha'a Shektim Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, when Kla Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, he says, Ba'u Shishim Ribo Shal Malachei HaSharet L'chol Echad V'cham Yisrael. Now, a Ribo was 10,000. So 60 Ribo, 60 a myriad, they say in English. So 60 myriads is 600,000 Malachim. It means there's 600,000 men between 20 and 60. So they had as many angels as there were men there. They came, and he said, Kashulo Shnei Kitarim Echad Keneged Nasa V'Echad Keneged Nishma. So they tied to, in other words, like it was Hashem, like Shep so much Nachas from Nasa and Nishma. So everybody got two crowns, one crown corresponding to Nasa, one to Nishma. It came in Shekhatu Yisrael, but then when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Egel, he says, Yardu Me'ava Esrim Ribo Malachi Kabbalah, like twice as many Malachim came down, Upirkum, and took the crowns off of Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, by Nesubene Sodagyam Mehar Chorev. The Pasuk says, that they were stripped. They were stripped of their jewelry, but it means like the crowns, like these crowns. He says, "Am Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, b'Chorev Ta'anu, b'Chorev Parku." That in Chorev, which is Sinai, they were loaded the crowns on the people, and then b'Chorev Parku. In other words, they unloaded them. The let's take a look. He says, "B'chorev tanu k'da amram," that we said already. "B'chorev parku dechti by netzlu ben Yisrael v'gomer," says that they were ripped off of their jewelry. That's the deal. "Am Yochanan v'kulam zecha Moshe unetalan." Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha with all of those crowns. We'll see in a minute. The samich lay, because you know, there was one pasuk says by netzlu ben Yisrael yamei har chorev. And then the next pasuk says Moshe yikachra oel v'natalam yichutz l'machaneh. Moshe Rabbeinu had his tent, and he encamped it outside the machane, b'karlo ol moed. So he says, "Moshe kachet oel." So the implication of that is that Moshe Rabbeinu, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, he got all the ruchnias that it sounds like that Klal Yisrael were destined to have, and then kikaran or panav, like his face ended up glowing. So here they say that. Let's see the Rashi on this. It says, Moshe Yikach, everybody with me? It's around 10 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Moshe Yikach, Oto Adi. So this is, Moshe Yikach, in other words, Nesu ben Yisrael har chorev, Moshe Yikach. In other words, that's the way he's reading the Psukim. So by Nesu ben Yisrael at Yamei har chorev, their jewelry was ripped off, Moshe Yikach, and Moshe Rabbeinu will take it. That's the first way to learn. He says, or the Rashi says, Lashon Acher, Et HaOhel, Lashon Behilo Nero, he says, Et Ha'Oel. This is Moshe Yikach Et Oel. He took the Ohel. Ohel can mean a tent, but Ohel is a Lashon of like glowing. Behilo Nero. Behilo Nero is a pasuk in Eov. It means his Behilo Nero, his lamp would shine. He says, that was the Kirun Or Panav. So the implication is that like Klal Yisrael didn't get the Ruchnias, but Moshe Rabbeinu got it. That's the way I take it from here. Okay, let's take a look. So Amar Reish Lakish, four or five lines before it gets wide, Amar Reish Lakish, Tzidkash Baruch Hu L'Hazirun Lanu, in the future, Hashem is going to restore these Ketarim to us. Shenemar, Ufduye Hashem Yishuvun, Uva'utziyom Brinav, Simchal Olam Arosham. So he says, like the redeemed of God will return. It means the Jewish people, and they'll come to Tzion. In other words, there'll be an ingathering of exiles. V'simchat olam al rosham. Simchat olam could mean like the ancient simcha on their heads. Simcha shemi olam al rosham. In other words, this joy that you know, from long ago, Simcha Me'olam, in other words, Simcha that they had long ago will be on their heads, which are the Ketarim that we had referred to. All right, let's take a look. Amr Blazar, B'sha'ar she'ktimu Yisrael Nas L'nishma, Yatzabakova Amra Lehen, Migila Levnai Razeh, Shemalachei Shart Mishtam Shimbo. When they said Nasa L'nishma, like we'll do and then we'll hear, means complete obedience. So a heavenly voice said, who revealed this, like, to my sons, the Jewish people, the secret that the Malachim use, Dichtiv, and now we quote the Pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Malachav Giborei Koach, like, bless Hashem, his angels, Gibor Kos, strong. Osei Devaro, they do his words, that's Asiya. Osei Devaro, Lishmo Bekol Devaro, to hear his words. So the Gemara says, Beresha Osei Bahadar Lishmoa. So it mentions a Pasuk that's talking about the Malachim. It also mentions, in essence, Naaseh V'Nishma. So Hashem said, who revealed this secret to my sons? Let me just do five lines, then I'll pause. The first very wide line downstairs. Amar Chama Reb Chanina, Ma'ay Dechtiv Ki Tepuach Ba'atzei Yar V'Gomer. It says, again, Shir Shirim has many allusions to, you know, it's like, it seems like a love sonnet if you just read and translate the Psukim. But Chazal teach us it's really, you know, the relationship between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and a Knesset Yisrael. Aaron Moshe just mentioned that, you know, a lot of people recited on before Kabbalah Shabbos each week. And there are many allusions in there to Yisis Mitzrayim and also to Matan Torah. And that's why we lay in it on Pesach, because of all the allusions to Yisis Mitzrayim. But here the Gemara says, Kitapuach ba'atzei ya'ar, like an apple among the trees, is my beloved. That's what the person's saying. Now when it says tapuach, so Rav Schechter writes in the Nefesh HaRav that here Michael says nodding yes, that it's not like the apple that we're familiar with, right? It's a citrus fruit, some sort of citrus fruit, because it, like the anyway. So he says kitapuach ba'atzei ya'ar begomer lama nimshlu Yisrael tapuach. Why are the Jewish people compared to a tapuach? He says lomar lecha ma tapuach ze. Pirio kodom la'alav, just like with this tapu, whatever the fruit is, its fruit comes before the leaves. In other words, when it's budding, it's unusual, the fruit buds before the leaves come out. He says, af Yisrael k'timu nasa l'nishma. So too, Klal Yisrael, they said nasa before nishma. So the Gemara says, ha'hut stukim, the chazil rabba, the kama ayin b'shmaita. So a certain stuki, a certain Sadducee, so Rava, and he was ma'ayin, he was engrossed in his learning, like studying some Shmaita, is like a statement from the rabbis. He says, V'yatva etzba tadidei, tutekara, kama etzbahu. His fingers were underneath his feet, and they were being pressed, and Rava wasn't noticing it. He says, V'kamavan etzba tedman, there was like blood coming out on his hand. Amarleid, so the stuki said to him, Ama Paziza, you're a hasty nation. Your mouth proceed. You got to think things through. You know, you got to consult with your attorneys before you enter into deals. He says, like, you said yes, and then he said, now let's hear what we got here. He says, Akati b'pachas tu taihu kamitu. He says, I see you're still, like, with your hastiness, your impetuosity, because I see that you're busy, like, learning, and you're not focused on your fingers getting crushed. You gotta, like, in other words, Rava was so engrossed with his love of Torah, he wasn't focused on his fingers. So he's saying, like you're not thinking about things, you're not thinking with a clear mind. You should have said, let's hear what you have, what are you offering? And then if you're happy with what Hashem's offering, then you accept it, otherwise not. So Amarle, so Rava said to him, Anan, turn page, we're up to Pechen Beis. The Saginan Bishleimuta, we walk with complete emuna, complete faith in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Stivban Tumat Rishayim Tanchem, that the perfect faith of the upright shall lead them. He says, Ahanach Inshi, the Sagan Ba'aliluta, but you know, these people, it's like referring to the Stuki in third person, these people mean like you. You go around, he says here, with perverseness. That the perverseness of the faithless will shall destroy them. And we have complete emunah Hashem. That's why we do that. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody?
Yeah, Rabbi, when did they exactly say Nasa Nishma? What day?
Yeah, so you have the chart earlier, no? It says, I'll tell you in a minute. One minute. Nasav and Ishmael is actually not in Parshas Yitro. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Yitro, it just says, we'll do. But Nasav and Ishmael is there. So let's just take a look. One minute. Let me take a look. Well, the Naaseh is the second day in the chronology.
Monday.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's Naaseh v'Nishma. 1 second. Yeah, so I have to look a little bit more, Yosef. I have to look a little bit more. All right, let's take a look. All right.
And Tosfos says this fruit is a etrog.
Where's the Tosfos?
The last Tosfos on Amun Aleph.
Oh, well, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Okay. On Peichet Amun Aleph?
Yes.
Okay. Pirikum Lalav. Etrog. Very nice. Thank you so much. Recha Pecha Tak Buchim. Okay, that's right. So Yosef points out, the last Tosfos on Peichet Amun Aleph, he says that the Tapuach is an estrog. All right. Anything else anybody has? All right, I'm going to move on. Everybody good?
I just wanted to say that what you said about the crowns, there's a pasuk somewhere in Shemos, I forgot where it is, but it said that Yadash now from the pasuk that Bnei Yisrael, when they do Mitzvah Mitzvahs, they're creating supposedly a crown for the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and when Mashiach is going to come, that crown will be broken up and given back to the individual heads of Klal Yisrael. So the Baal Torah brings over there, I showed it to Rabbi Lerner doing between the Leahs, it says there everyone will get the crowns of a Misha Soch Suchas Chilon B'Shas HaTfila, they're going to get thorns on their head. So Rabbi Lerner says, I'll let you make that announcement.
All right. We're now, unfortunately, with this COVID-19, I think it's going to do wonders for the decorum and shuls. All right, let's take a look. It is very hard.
Especially if we old people don't go.
I don't know if it's young or old, but if you're 6 feet away from the next person, it's harder to have a conversation with them. All right, let's take a look. And if you have a face mask on, it doesn't make it easier. All right, let's take a look. We're on the third line on Peichet Amud Beis. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani Rav Yonatan, Mai Dechtiv. Again, he's referring to Pesukim and Shir Shirim. Mai Dechtiv Libavtini Achoti Kala Libavtini Bachat Meinayach. And here they translate it, that you've captured my heart, my sister, you've captured my heart with one of your eyes. In other words, the man is saying to the woman, I'm so enthralled with you. It's like you captured me with one eye and by two eyes. So he says, B'chila b'achat meinayach, and in saying initially it was with one eye, and the way Rashi takes it, look at Rashi, the second wide line, B'chila b'kabbalah shekibaltem, achat hi eslechem, l'basof shekiyamtem shtayim yesh. When you said, well, you know, you said Naaseh v'Nishma, so you accepted the Torah, and then when you actually did the mitzvot, so it's like two eyes, he wants to say. He says, Yislech shetasi b'shtei inayich. Okay, again, on this eighth line, Amar Ula aluva kalam izana b'tochu pato. So Ula says, it's like the bride is shameless, who's unfaithful when she's at the chuppah. In other words, Klal Yisrael, they accepted the Torah, it's like she's at the chuppah, and then, you know, bang, you know, 40 days later, they're worshiping the eagle. So he says, Amar Amari, Brad Bat Shmuel, Mikra, what's the pasuk that supports that? So again, another pasuk from Shir Shirim, Achmelech B'Misibo Nir Diva Gomer. In other words, while the king was still at his banquet, the king is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is my perfume, Natan Recho, like, gave out its fragrance. So he says, Amar Rav, Adain Chavivu Tahi Gaban. There's still, even in that pasuk, it reflects still like a closeness with a Kaddish Baruch with us. The Tiv Natan, it says we gave out, it was the fragrance gave out. It says V'lo Ketiv Hisriach. It doesn't say it stunk. So it means like Hashem still on some level, the pasuk reflects still a loving relationship, but you know, I'm not so thrilled with what we did. All right, now the Gemara, having mentioned the idea of aluva, that the kala is like shameless, but he says, so Tan Rabbanan, aluvin. Now the Bach here changed it to Hanel Lavin. In other words, like the people who were insulted, Ben on Olvin, but they don't return the insults to other people. In other words, they're on the receiving end of insults, but they don't insult the other person who insulted them. Shomi Mecher Patan, they hear their disgrace. Bein on Meshivan, they don't like return in kind. Osin Me Ava, Usmechim Bi Yisurim, they serve Hashem from Ava, they're happy with Yisurim. He says, Alein Aktuv Omer, concerning them, the Pasuk says, Bi Ohavav, Kesed Hashem Shbegurato, like the ones who love Hashem will be like the sun that goes out by Gevura. So the article said it's connected to the Gemara Masechet Chulin on Daf Samech. Mentions that, you know, the Levana had a taina against the Shemesh. You remember, right? Eiv Shar L'shneim Lachem L'shemesh B'Keter Echad. It was like they were. It says they were both M'shteim Orod Agdolim, the two big luminaries. That the moon and the sun had the same luminescence initially, and then the moon had a taina to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says, you know, Eiv Shar L'shneim Lachem L'shemesh B'Keter Echad. You know, you can't have two kings using one crown. Like, we can't be the same way. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, L'chi ma'ati et atzmeich. So the sun didn't get into a whole, like, you know, fracas with the moon, didn't respond in kind. The sun was quiet. Like, the sun's conduct is, like, good. The sun was quiet. And in the end, the moon was diminished and the sun. So v'o'avav, so the pasuk says v'o'avav k'seid Hashem shbegureto, like the ones who love Hashem will be like the sun that goes forth. They won't, you know, get into a whole nasty confrontation with the moon, but they'll still end up, you know, burning bright or brighter than the moon. All right, let's take a little further. He says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says, "My dechtiv." Again, we're around 15 lines from the top on Peichet Amud Beis. So he says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My dechtiv. Hashem yitin Omer, Masrot Savarav. Hashem made a declaration, and the Artzel translated, the heralds are a mighty host. But Rashi says, let's look at the Rashi on this. Rashi says. It says Savarav Kol Ha'umot, like the nations of the world. We'll see in a minute. Let's see it back in the Gemara. He says Shemin Omer Hamavastrot Savarav. In other words, Rashi says the heralds are a mighty host, but in other words, these heralds are giving besora to the nations of the world. We'll see in a minute. He says Kol Dibur V'Dibur. Every statement that went forth from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he's talking about the Aseret HaDibrot, he says, Neklak L'Shivim L'Shonot, divided itself into 70 languages. Because I'll teach us there are 70 nations in the world with 70 languages. So each Dibur went out, and the non-Jews didn't want to accept the Torah. So that's what it means. That's why he's darshing the Pasuk. Hashem Yitein Omer, like Hashem gives forth a declaration, HaMashrot Tzvarav, that they give a Besora to Tzvarav, to a great host, means all the nations of the world. Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, a Bryce was taught from the base Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, Uchapatich Yifotzei Sela. Now, like a hammer either breaks up the rock, or it's going to be Mapachizen Nechlak Lakamani Tzotzot. Okay, please, everybody's got to mute themselves. Somebody unmuted themselves. One second, please mute everybody. Okay. So let's get back. So he says, Mapachizen Nechlak Lakamani Tzotzot. So it's either that the rock breaks up into different pieces, or that the hammer, when the hammer strikes a hard stone, like the hammer is sort of breaking apart. He says, Nitzotzot, you don't really see sparks, but it's little slivers. Av kol dibur v'dibur, she'et sam hikadosh baruch hu, nechlak l'shivim l'shonot. In other words, he's connecting this pasuk in Yirmiyah to, like, patish yifotzei tzela. Like, if you say that the hammer is breaking into 70 different parts, it's like, you know, the dibur from Hashem broke into 70 different parts. It's not, look at Rashi and Tosfos, what was breaking apart. But Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the hammer was breaking into different little pieces. All right, let me just do a few more lines, and I'll get to the two dots, and then I'll pause, okay? So the Gemara says, Amrav Chananel Bar Papa, my dechtiv, Shemu ki negidim, Adaber. So what does the pasuk mean? He says, listen, for I will speak princely things. Nagid is a prince. He says, let's see back in the Gemara. Where is it? Yeah, Shemuki Nagidim Adaber. Lamanim Shlu Divrei Torah Kinagid. Why the words of Torah compared to like a prince or a king? Lomar Lacha Managid Ze Yeshbo Lamidu Lahachayot. Just like a king can, you know, chop off somebody's head or let them stay alive. Af divrei Torah yeshbam lahamid lahachayot. Words of Torah can be used in a way like they have life to, you know, to in a very positive way, but then it can be used in a very bad way. We'll see in a minute. Hainu da'amar Rabbah. That's what Rabbah says. L'mayminin bo samadachai. The ones who hold the Torah with the right hand, it's a potion of life. He says, L'masmilin bo, the ones with the left hand, samadamota, it's a potion of death. So on the simplest level, let's see what Rashi has on this. He says, L'mayminim, you see the Rashi, it's around up higher than where we are, around 15 lines down, the narrow. Minin asukim b'chol kocham utrudim ladat soda kadam amash mishtamesh b'yad yimino shu ikar. In other words, if a person like is applying himself fully to Torah to get the emes of Torah, as opposed to, you know, a person studying Torah, he just wants to, you know, cause trouble, he wants to, you know, like rip people apart, you know, a person, you know, I would say, is, you know, not accepting the 13 Ikarim, not doing Alpi Mesora. So it's like Torah becomes a Sama Demota, like a potion of death. Like it's not being used in the right way, but in the right hands, it's Sama Dechayi. All right, let's just take another line and that'll be it. So the Gemara says, Devar Acher, the first wide line downstairs, or medium wide line, Nigidim, princes called Dibu Dirish Samakish Barhu, Koshim Lo Shnei Ketarim. He says that he says, for every single dibur that came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it had two crowns tied to it. He says here, in the article, according from Rashi, let's look at the Rashi. He says, Koshim lo shnei ketarim ledibur shalba mamash v'nira kitativ ro'im et hakolot. Like the dibur had some sort of existence. Like it says, everybody saw the kolot. So every single statement had two crowns tied to it. It was the statement had two crowns tied to it. In other words, the statement itself had like mamashas. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Anybody? All right, I'm going to move on. All right, let's take a look. So, Pechanam and Beis. Let's take a look. Okay, we're at the two dots, the second medium wide line. Okay, so Amri Shimon Levi, my dechiv, what does the pasuk mean again? In Shir Shirim, Tsurur Hamor Dodili Bein Shaddai Yalin. Tsurur Hamor Dodili means, now they translate it here, a cluster of henna is my beloved. I didn't say right. I said wrong. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me, lodged between my bosom. That's what he's saying. A bundle, Tsurur Hamor. Tsurur is the bundle, mor is the fragrance. Okay, so Amra Knesset Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people are usually the female and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the male. He says, Ribono Shalom, Afalpi Shemetzer Umeimirli, even though Shemetzer Umeimirli, in other words, that you distressed and embittered me, Hashem. In other words, after the Egel, like Hashem said, Horeded Yechami Alecha, take your jewelry off you, like remove your ketarim. So he's saying, even though Afpi Shemetzer Meimerli, even though you're Dodi, in other words, even though my beloved Hashem is giving me a lot of tzuras. So he's darshaning out the word Tzuror Hamor. Tzuror is like Meitzer. In other words, you're giving me a lot of tzuras. And more is Meimer, like you're embittering me, like embittered. He says, Dodi, Bein Shaddai Yalin, that you still dwell between my breasts. So Rashi brings down, let's look at Rashi. He says, Bein Shaddai Yalin is higher than where we are, around 15 lines down the narrow lines of Rashi. Amar Miyad Lasotlo Mishkan, Hashem, in other words, right after the Egel, we got the mitzvah to build the Mishkan. And according to a lot of Mefarshim, the Mishkan was the kapara for the Maaseh HaEgel. So he says, L'yot mitzumtzemet shechinato bein shnei habadim, that his shechina would rest between the two bottom. Bottom are the poles of the Aron. He says, she nireit b'mikdash rishon, kishnei shadayim doch kinuboltin b'parochet shekineg napetach. In other words, the two poles of the Aron, they were poking at the curtain that divides the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, like nipples of a woman. So Hashem, so that's what he's darshing the pasuk. Af pi shemeser umeimirli dodi, even though my beloved, meaning, you know, gave me a lot of tzuras, he says, Bein Shaddai Alin, he still dwells between like my breasts, and it means like Hashem Shechina is in the Aron, the Kodesh Kedashim. All right, let's go next on the fourth wide line, medium wide line. Eshkola Kofer Dodili B'Karmei En Gedi. Here's the cluster of henna. A cluster of henna is my beloved to me in the vineyards of En Gedi. That's the Pshuto Shemikra. It says, Mi Shahakol Shalom. So Eshkol, they're darshaning out, Mi Shahakol Shalom. Eshkol is similar, Mi Shahakol Shalom. He says, meaning a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is Eshkol HaKofer, which was the cluster of henna, but he says here, Mechaper. So HaKofer, Eshkol HaKofer is Mechaper, Li, Shem Shem Yatomen, Alavon Gedi, Shekaramti Lo. Instead of Ein Gedi, Ein is Avon, from the Avera of the Gedi. Gedi is like the goat, but he's saying it means the eagle, the calf, Shekaramti Li, that I heaped up for myself. So he says here, they wanted many gods. Let's take a look at Rashi. He says, Ein Gedi, Avon Egel Shumin Behema. So Rashi says, how do you get from Gedi to an Egel? A calf is a calf, and a Gedi is a Gedi. So Rashi says, Avon Egel Shumin Behema. It's like a type of Behema, that's close enough. Lashon Acher, Lashon Akum Ha'orchim Lagad Shulchan. It's a Lashon of Avodah Zarah. In other words, Gedi doesn't have to be a kid. Gedi could be like Ha'orchim Lagad Shulchan. God was an Avodah Zarah. Okay. Then Shekaramti in Rashi, Shasafti L'hitavot Aluhut Harbei. In other words, I desired many gods. Kedathib Eilel Elohecha Yisrael. These are your gods, O Israel. Okay, let me just back on the Gemara. We're almost at a pause place. Now, on the fifth very wide line, or medium wide line, my mashma dahai karme lisha demachnishu. How do we know the word karme means to gather? Amar zutra bereid rav nachman kidanan kisei shel koveh shekormen labed akelim. This is a Mishnah Masechet Kelim, refers to the chair of the launderer that they heaped up all the different garments on it. And the chair doesn't mean like a chair, it means, well, she said it was a piece of wood with holes in it, and they would put the fragrance under it to make the clothes fragrant. But you see that, karme means to heap up. Okay, now let's just do another. All right, any questions? Anybody have any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, I'll keep moving. Okay, so around the sixth medium wide line. But Amar Bishu Ben Levi, Ma'idachiv L'Chayav Karugata Bosem. His cheeks are like a fragrant patch in the field. Kol dibur v'dibur shetzam hikash baruch hu nitmalei kulam kulo b'samim. Is from every dibur that Hashem ish uttered, the whole world was filled with fragrance. V'kemen shemi dibur rishon nitmalei dibur shemin leheichan halach. So if the whole world is fragrant from the first dibur, so where can the second dibur fill fragrance with? So it's hosi kash baruch hu ruach me'otzotav. That Hashem would give the dibur, then he gives off the wind, and everything clears out. Shneamar siftotav shoshanim notvot more over. Siftotav shoshanim, which really means that his lips are flowers; they drip with flowing myrrh. Siftotav shoshanim notvot more over. Al tikrei shoshanim. Don't read it shoshanim. Ela sheshonim. Siftotav sheshonim. It means that his lips, the wind, repeatedly cause the spices to flow away. In other words, sheshonim. They repeatedly do it. So siftotav that repeatedly blew away the first fragrance, and you get the second fragrance. All right. Now, Bamar Shimon Levi. With each dibur, like the neshama, the souls of the Jewish people departed from their bodies. Shnemar nafshi yatsa b'dabro. It says my soul left when he spoke. And again, it's also pasuk in Shir Shirim. U'meachar shebi dibur rishon yatsa nishmatan dibur sheni hiach kiblu. So how do they accept the second dibur if they're already like dead after the first dibur? Hashem brought the dew that he's going to do the tchis amesim with, and he resuscitated them. Shneamar, geshem nidavot, tanif elokim nalchalcha, v'nala atakonanta. So he says, a generous rain did you lavish, O God, when your heritage was weary, you established it firm. And that's talking about, obviously, with Matan Torah. Okay. Rabbi Rav Shimon Levi, called Dibur B'Dibur Shesam Kishbarchu, Chazu Yisrael Achurayan Yud Beit Mil. Like with each Dibur, they like fled. They went back 12 mil, which is the whole size of the Machane Israel. Malachim Sharet Midadin Otan. The Malachim like waddled them, like waddled, like Midadin is like a bird, like a goose. Remember Baba Batra, the Gemara has that. Or I mean, it's like you're walking like a child, like the Malachim brought them back forward. Shinemar Malachit Sabakot Yidodun Yidodun. The Pasuk says the Malachim are sort of like waddling. So he says, Atkri Yidodun Ela Yidadun. Don't mean Yidodun, they're waddling, Yidadun, they're causing others to waddle and go forward. All right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm going in for the kill. All right, so we're around 10 lines from the bottom. Ba'amar b'shub and levi, b'shashalam o'shalam arom, amrum alach eshart l'chei kodesh baruch hu, ribono shalom mali yulad isha b'neinu. When Moshe went up to heavens, so the Malachim said, what is mortal man doing here? It doesn't belong here. Amar lehen l'kabel Torah ba, he came to get the Torah. So amru l'fanav, chamuda genuza, shene genuza l'cha, teisha miyot v'shivim v'yarba dorod, he says, this desirous treasure that's hidden away for 974 generations before the world was created, you want to give to man. Now, Rashi points out that the Torah was supposed to be given after 1,000 generations, and there are only 26 generations from Adam to Moshe Rabbeinu. So 1,000 minus 26 leaves you with 974. So it means like you're jumping the gun. You shouldn't even give it to them yet. He says, what are you giving to man? Manosh kitiz gerenu, ben adam kitiv gidenu. Who is man to remember? Hashem azenin madushim kabakol aretz, v'shetanahu d'chal ha-shamayim. How you're so great and you give your glory on the heavens. And it was, this is a pasuk that we say in Hoshanot, I think, on Hoshana Rabbah, right? Anyway, so the Gemara says, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Azir l'hen shuba. I want you to respond to the Malachim. So Amar l'fanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe lo mitirei shema yisrafuni behevel shabapiyam. I'm afraid I'm going to get burnt with their like fiery breath. So he says, Amar lo, he said, Achoz b'kisei kavodi v'chazor l'hen shuba. Grab on to my kisei akavod and then respond. You'll be protected. So Shinemar, Ma'achez Pnei Kisei, Parshez Alav Anano. So he says he allows him to grasp the face of the throne. Ma'achez Pnei Kisei, Parshez Alav Anano, he spreads him upon him his cloud. So the Gemara says, Va'am Rabbi Nachum, Lameit Sheperas Shakai, Mizib Shechinato. In other words, Parshes, which means he spreads upon him, he darshens it out, Shepires, that he spread, Shakai, Parshes, Hashem spread, Shechinato, Ranano Olav, and his cloud. Amar Lefana, Ribono Shalom, Torah Shatan Otainli, Machtuba. What's in this Torah that you want to give me? So he says, Anochi Hashem Lekecha Shutzdech Meostraim, I'm the Lord your God that took you out of the land of Egypt. So Amar lehen l'Mitzrayim yiratem l'faro hishtabtem Torah l'amitachem. So he says to the Malachim, were you in Egypt? Did you enslave to Pharaoh? So what do you need the Torah for? He says, shuv machtiba. What else is in it? Lo yilecha Elohim achirim. He says, you shouldn't have lashon chol, any other gods. So he says, bein amim atem shruyin sh'ovrim avodat gilulim. Are you dwelling among the nations of the world who are idolaters? You have a problem with avodah zarah? Shuv machtiba. What else is in it? Sakor yom shabbat l'kancho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So he says, "Klomatem osim malacha ashtem srichem shvut." Do you do work that you need to rest on the Sabbath? He says, "Moshuv machtiba." What else is in it? Lo tisa, don't take God's name in vain. So the Gemara takes it that a person would say a shvua like we had this when we did Masechet Nedarim. Like sometimes people would say like Nidrei Havai, like things like you know they would say types of Nedarim to give like emphasis to their words. He says, Masumatan Yesh Beinechem, do you have business that you would use such a shvua? It's not right to do it. Shuvma Ktiv Bahamba, again, in Lotisa, he says, and it means like you would take a shvua. I mentioned Mesech and Adarim, I think it's mentioned there, but he says, the shvua. He says, Shuvma Ktiv Kabedavich Benimecha, honor your mother and father. Ava Im Yesh Lachem. He says, do you have a father and mother? Shuv ma'ktiva, lo tirtzach, lo tanaf, lo tiknov. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, lo tiknov. They usually say, don't kidnapped. So kinah yesh beinechem, do you have jealousy? Yetzahara yesh beinechem, are these problems for you? Miad hodu lo la kadosh baruch hu. So immediately the malachim, they admitted to a kadosh baruch hu that the Torah really is more applicable to men than to us. Shnemar Hashem adoninu ma'adir shemcha b'chol ha'aretz. So the pasuk says afterwards that how great is your name in land? Before they said Hashatanahu rechal shemayim. Now they say ma'adir shemcha b'chol ha'aretz. Yidutanahu rechal shemayim lo k'tiv. Miad kol ha'kavchad na'asal lo ha'ohev. So immediately all the malachim became, you know, buddy-buddy with Moshe Rabbeinu. U'masar lo davar, and give him a gift. Shnemar alit l'marom shavit shavyon lakach tamatanot ba'adam. The pasuk says you went up to the heavens, you took captive, lakachta matanot ba'adam. He says you took gifts because of man. He says, I'll just finish up in a minute. He says b'sar shkruch adam lakachta matanot, because it's hard that they called you man, you got matanot. Af malachim avet masar lo davar. Even the malachim aves gave Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. Shenemar v'yitain en haktorot v'yichaper la'am. So there's an incident in Chumash where there was a terrible magefa. This is after Korach, after the incident with Korach. So they said that, you know, Atem Hamitem and Am Hashem. Everybody says to Moshe and Aaron, you killed everybody. So then there was a whole magefa. And then that Aaron took the Moshe says to Aaron, go kach l'machta and put eish and offer ketoret. So he said, Vaitinik v'chaper l'am, v'omer b'yamo b'en amitim v'chayim v'gomer, ilav da amrle mihabayada. Had not the Malach HaMavet told him this will stop it, how would he have known? Anyway, so that's the piece. Okay, any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did tonight? Okay, you have a question? What's up, Fern? What's up? Oh, one minute. Let me stop the recording, and I'll do everything.
No, I have to leave. I've got